It's a fascinating, I mean, truly fascinating study. And it's a study, man, that I'm going to really, 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 really imbibe, because this is one of the first anointings that I ever really walked in as the Lord used me in areas of ministry at the altar, was actually giving peace. That one of the first fruit of the Spirit that really, really, really blessed me was peace. And there was so much power that came from the awareness of his peace. I don't care what kind of hell is going on in my life and what the enemy is trying to do. All hell breaks loose on the left, on the right, wherever the enemy wants to attack. But one thing I know that God sustains me in is really when I get past the smoke screen of it all, peace is still right there. And it's a great anointing to minister from peace. You can't give it. And I'm going to say this early. You can't give it if you don't have it. You can't give it. But my goodness, the storms that you can still, and when you know that the peace of God is on you, it's amazing. But it's going to go deeper than what we always think. We always talk about, you know, we talk surface and this and that, and we start in the surface places. But my goodness, how the Lord barrels deep in these areas of love, temperance, faith, and the areas that we've already talked about. Patience, I believe we dealt with already. And so he barrels real deep, and he's going to do the same. Tonight, I'm talking to you about the covenant of God's peace. Peace is a covenant, and we're going to look at it. We'll look at the components, but we're going to get to know the covenant first, because without being in the covenant of God's peace, you'll never know the rest of the components that come with it. So in this series, we will be learning about the power of God's peace on our lives. We're going to learn to value it like never before. And the Lord has established us in authentic faith as a result of being in it. His peace has become a reward that we're getting. Mm. Peace is a reward that's coming for those that stay and remain in the place of authentic faith. In fact, without being in authentic faith, we wouldn't really know the true peace of God, to be honest with you. In this series, we're going to break down the covenant of his peace due to joining. The word joining is what we're going to be dealing with mostly over the next probably 3 or 4 messages. We'll see what the Lord says. We will intimately look at the benefits of the power of his peace being on and in, it should say, our lives. The one blessing that we truly have is our connection into authentic faith. It has forever connected us into his peace. The only thing we need is awareness, and through the rhema, that's going to come through the rhema of peace. We need to develop an awareness of it. God is so big on this knowledge thing that we have knowledge of the fact that we're in faith. We're in authentic. He's wanting us to have awareness. And he's also asking us now to really, really allow the awareness of peace to come. And so we're going to go get it. We're going to get the awareness of it, because listen, the kingdom of God doesn't operate without awareness. It's not a lucky thing. It's just a happenstance. It doesn't just work like that. The kingdom of God flows through the knowledge. The awareness that you have of it means everything. And so here we go. We're going to go get it now. In John chapter 14, verses 27 and 28, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I." Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." And it's a tremendous revelation behind it. We know that we're dealing with the word irene in the Greek. And irene, the first definition means to join. And what we're doing here is we're going to discover that when God left us off in the Authentic Faith series, he left us off at a place of joining into Omega Fellowship as well as Alpha Fellowship. He left us in a position that we were being joined to the one true God. And when we left that series, so it was a very, it's a very easy transition to get into the, or to continue in the conversation or the topic or the matter, which is the Rhema that we just came out of. God is just continuing in this conversation, as I made mention on I believe on Sunday. He's continuing in this conversation, this Rhema. And so now peace, the irene means to join. What happens as a result of joining, you get some of these other components, which are wonderful. Prosperity is one, quietness, rest. You're set at one again. You enter into a state of national tranquility. Can't wait to break that down. You step into exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Yeah, you come into a place of peace between individuals. That's also highlighted if you're following the notes. We're going to look at to join, and you're going to see peace between individuals or harmony that's being created because of the Rhema word that Christ has brought us into. And I'm going to just tell you off the bat that the peace between individuals is between you and the Father, between us and the Father. There is a peace between us that's coming, and that's what we're dealing tonight, because that's where the covenant of this peace is found. It's found in the harmony that we're finding with Omega, with the results, the God the Father, the one that ministers results in our lives. And so there is a coming together. In fact, I believe we dealt with one definition when Jesus said that in the book Mark chapter 4. I believe one of the definitions of give, it's given unto us to know the mystery of the kingdom. That word give means to be turned back over to where you came from, to one in whom you already belong to. And what Jesus did in returning kingdom to us was return us into the Father's hands and into the fellowship with the Father. That's how he's giving us kingdom. But there's also some more understanding to come along with it, that as he's giving us back over to the Father from who we came from or to whom we belong to, what's going to develop here is the covenant of peace. The covenant of peace is coming together. And so this is what God wants us to begin to already pull from and recognize. All right?
All right.
That we're stepping into this dimension where that covenant of peace is. And I'll tell you this, covenant doesn't work without two parties. God being in peace alone does not give you peace. But you have to be in that place where authentic faith has restored you into harmony because of the temperament of Jesus being on you.
Amen.
It also has restored you into this wonderful covenant. So we're going to look at that. So it means to join. And all of those components come when we've been joined: prosperity, quietness, rest, tranquility, exemption from rage and havoc, all of that stuff, because we begin to harmonize. So the note is, the first definition of peace is to join. I truly believe it's apropos seeing that the joining that causes all the rest. This is how all what you've been looking for over your whole life, rest and tranquility, you've been looking for prosperity, but all of that does not come without joining. All of that is dependent upon the fact that you joined, all right? And so all the rest of the benefits of peace begin to flow because of the joining. For now, we are going to focus on the joining and the peace between individuals and harmony. Those are the definitions we're digging into. All right. So when we look back at the two verses, he said he would be giving us peace. The Lord then goes on to speak of his ascension. Now, guys, listen closely now. This is some of the stuff you've already learned, but my goodness, how God is about to put a master frame on this thing for you. The Lord is about to master frame it. All right, so now he talked about his ascension to the Father. What Jesus was saying in essence here in this verse that we read, he says, "You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me," go ahead, Jesus, I feel you, "you would rejoice because I said I go unto the Father. for my Father is greater than I. So Jesus is ministering to them about the fact that he's going, but he told them, first, I'm going to give you peace. But he speaks that about the ascension. And understanding the ascension, what he had to go do with his Father, which we've learned on several occasions, that he had to go administer his blood and he had to do the sacraments in heaven. He had to go and do this because this was going to be the key that joins us.
Amen.
This was going to be the major key that would join us together with the Father. Amen. So his ascension would be manifesting peace between two individuals, the Father and the church. The result of this harmony would bring the Father into the right relationship here. The result of actually Jesus doing this would bring us into harmony, which would bring us into right relationship, the Father with in right relationship with the church. I'm going to show you how. Peace is a covenant. It is a covenant that is only honored by joining. When the two individuals are joined together, the covenant of peace, which we'll read about in a few, is undeniable. All right, first we need to also note here in Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 6, that we were called to be joined to him. Isaiah 54 is a song or a prophetic word to the Gentile nation. It's a prophetic word to Christ and what was going to happen and how that he would come and gather the Gentiles and all this. And this is for us. Verses 1 through 6, there's a call here to this. It says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate, that's us, than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. All right? He's saying, okay, I'm about to divorce the Israel and marry the Gentile. All right, it says in verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Verse 4, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. This is all talking about how this joining is coming together. And shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Verse 5 is key. For thy maker is thine husband, joining. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Verse 6. Here it is, your proof. You were called to this, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. All right. This is a call to for us is a huge clarion call is out there. Hovering in the atmosphere. And it has been since Jesus ascended or since you can actually say since Jesus came to the earth and began his earthly ministry. The call was set out, and we've been called into this covenant of peace. There's a call, and you're gonna see about the covenant again. It connects right here in Isaiah 54. We're gonna go back to it a little bit later. So it's a clear call to the Gentiles to be joined to the Lord Jesus and God the Father. Verse 5 and 6 clearly reveals it. So there's a call, a tremendous call to be joined. It's not no play thing here. Everything we've been learning about authentic faith and walking in temperament is a part of how God is revealing this, or the Lord is revealing this covenant of peace. This is all about where we've been called to. Mm-hmm. You have been called into prosperity. You have been called into rest. You have been called, my goodness, it's a call. It's a call. Mm-hmm. You have been called into tranquility. You've been called into the national state of tranquility. We have been called into wholeness to by the joining together. And what we have learned is so valuable to us right now because it's going to cause us to understand the fact that we are joined means the fact that God can release this covenant of peace in our life. My goodness, hallelujah. The true joining, it says here, all right, we're going back to some old store for a minute. A word that, my goodness, did we ever study out? Propitiation. This is the true joining. It says in Romans 3, 24 and 25, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God, that means Father, hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. So now, this is the true joining. That word propitiation comes back on the scene after all this time. It's always hovered around us. We've only masqueraded it by calling it temperance. Amen. But it has never left us. And now God wants to reveal to you the reason why he has been training you through Christ under propitiation or under temperance. He's going to show you your true position and true and how much you have truly joined and come into harmony with God when you're moving in the temperament of the Lord. And he's going to show you the blessing and the result of it is the covenant of peace. All right, here we go. Propitiation. The word means an atoning victim. But here we go. Listen now. Listen, 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 listen. It means the lid of the ark in the temple. That means the mercy seat, or it means the seat of propitiation. Two words I know Kurt likes here, having placating and expiating force. It's used of the cover of the ark, of the covenant in the Holy of Holies. This is all your Greek definition. None of these are my words. Which was sprinkled with the blood of the expiatory victim on the annual day of atonement. This rite signifying that the life of the people, the loss of which they had merited by their sins, was offered to God in the blood as the life of the victim. And that God, by this ceremony, was appeased and their sins were expiated. Now, we know that Jesus took his blood. He told us in the first two verses, I have to ascend. We talked about it on Passover, about what he did, that holy sacrament that he did in heaven. Well, what happened there was there, what came together was, it was the joining of the church and the Father. The church would now have opportunity to be joined with him. Oneness again. Why? Because the propitiation in which Jesus set forth wasn't just for the church, for our sins to be expiated. It wasn't just that. But two things, two individuals were propitiated, which I know, older TGM, you know this. God was also propitiated there through the blood of Jesus. Amen. The fact that we both were propitiated gives us this perfect joining together by the blood of Jesus. The fact that the Father was placated. Watch this, the word placated. The Father is forever placated, which means this. The Father is forever calm. He's forever appeased. He is forever soothed. He's always won over. He's in peace. Peace has been made with him. So the Father sits, watch me now, in a position of total being placated at all times. Why is that so important? Because the Father being placated at all times means that the covenant of peace can move at all times. Because Amen. The Father is forever calm. He's forever soothed. He's never going to be wroth. We read it in over there in Isaiah, and we're going to read some more in Isaiah 54. Neither will he be ever angry again. The Father has forever become placated. He's in position on his side of covenant to pour out prosperity, to pour out, my goodness, tranquility. The Father is in total position at all times to execute the covenant of peace. Amen. Don't ever let me tell you something. I ran into somebody and we ended up in fellowship. Don't know who this person really was, but we stumbled over some things. She prophesied to me, said some things to me that were very accurate. She told me, if I didn't tell you this, God would have got me. I would have been in trouble. I said, no disrespect to you, young lady, no disrespect at all. But let me tell you something. What you just said is wrong. The Father is forever placated. He's forever appeased. He's forever calm. He's not going to be angry with you if you don't do what you are called to do. That's not our God. That's not where he is any longer. He will just give you a nudge and remind you. If you're getting beat up, you're beating yourself up about it. But God is not doing that. He's not trailing you because of your mistakes. He's forever calm. He's forever appeased by the blood of Jesus. He'll be forever won over.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Peace is forbidden, forever made. Let me tell you something. All of the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus. Every bit of his anger for sin was poured out on Jesus Christ. And because he poured all that anger out, he now, because of the blood of his son who did not sin, it has forever made him calm.
Amen, God. It's
forever soothed him. He's forever won over. Why? Because he has a covenant of peace to execute. All right, we go forward now. We see the first individual that has been put in position. Now we look at the second individual. The second individual is the ones that have been expiated. We, the church, are ever forever atoned. We're atoned for. We, the church, have been made, amends has been made for. It's all been made up for. All the penance that comes as a result has already been done. Listen, it's been paid for. Restitution has been made for. We are square. You ever hear that word? No, we square. We good. We square. We good. We are square. That's a definition of expiated. We are square. Everything makes good. Everything has been made good and everything has been offset. Uh-oh, look out. The expiating force is telling us that every problem we've ever had, every sin we've ever committed has already been amended for. And expiation, when expiation comes by way of propitiation, watch this. What takes place is we come guilt-free. Every time we step into the temperament or the what we call temperament, you know all the guilt is up off you for all the mistakes that you made. When you get into the Rhema word, all of the guilt is washed away. Why? Because that is the expiating force that causes you to be joined to the Father. That's the expiating force. The Father's mind is propitiated where he was at one time angry. Our minds, where we lived in guilt and shame, have now forever. We read it up there in Isaiah, early in the Isaiah of chapter 54, that all the shame would be wiped away. How? By the blood of Jesus, through the expiating force that comes out of it. So now, when we get into this position and our minds are in position of absolute propitiation, we have come into a place of being joined. And because we're joined,
amen,
now the covenant of peace and all the rest of the components that come with it can flow.
Amen.
I've been noticing a pattern here. God, through every fruit he's been teaching us on, is trying to teach us about how to walk in manifestation. Every fruit is pointing to manifestation. The love of God talked about relief and aid. My goodness. Faith was talking about positioning us in Omega Fellowship because it's authentic now manifestation. God is trying to tell us yet again, here's another fruit that is also designed to bring forth manifestation.
Amen.
He's building a case that if we live in the Spirit, we can walk in the Spirit and receive the benefits of the kingdom of God.
Bless God.
God is really building a case here. So the first dimension of peace is the joining. And what gives us rights and points to the fact that we are joined is when expiation has set in, or We can just call it temperament again if you want to. You can call it propitiation if you wanted to. It's all the same. But when that expiating force has transitioned you from your own mindset, from guilt and from doubt and from sorrow and all this other stuff, from fear, it means now you are joined. It means that you become, and here's a picture of what it really means. It means here, if you can see my screen here, you can see it?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, there's a picture of the Ark of the Covenant. And there are two cherubs here. This is on by the mercy seat or the seat of propitiation. The two cherubs on top that have their wings overlaid, they're joined together. It's because of the propitiation that's on the Father and on the church. It's the two individuals that have been joined. It's a picture. It's prophetic. It's speaking of agreement between the Father and the church. How do I know that? Because the ark, that is the seat of propitiation. And there's only two people in all of all creation, two species, however you want to call it, two types of beings, the Father and the church are the only two that have been touched with propitiation. Animals, no. Demons, no. Angels, no. No. Only two. And so these two on top signify the covenant between the Father and the church, the joining together. And because these two are together, this is where mercy flows from. This is where peace is flowing from. It's the fact that we've joined with him. So this is a picture of the Father and us joined by propitiation here. And so you can take a still pic if you, or you can just look it up online and you can get your own picture of it. But that's what this is. It's signifying this, and it's powerful, my goodness. So hence, this is why the joining brings peace. The blood of Jesus propitiated the Father and has propitiated us too. We are the two cherubs on top of the mercy seat with our wings touching, signifying our harmony with the Father. Now we know why it's so important to stay joined in Alpha and Omega Fellowship. We can't come out. See, the covenant of peace flows from here.
Amen.
It flows from out of here. Remember, the word peace means to join. So now, it's not just our authentic faith, but it's also how we keep our side of the covenant. Yes, got to remember this, guys. In covenant, let me see if I can skip down a little bit. In covenant, it means this. The word covenant means an alliance between God and man. It's an agreement. God is always in position for covenant. You say, so why sometimes don't I, why don't I walk in prosperity? Or how come I'm not always in a tranquil state? How come there is no real wholeness coming together for me sometimes? I said, God is forever in position.
Yes.
Now you've been taught on how to stay in position to uphold your end. A covenant is made between two individuals. Amen. Two individuals. Sometimes we walk away from our position. We walk away from it. We move out of the rhema word. We move out of the place of temperament. We do. But God is forever placated and ready to execute this covenant of peace. Let me read it to you. The Father stays in the covenant of peace. He doesn't move. He says to them over back in Isaiah 54, verses 7 through 10, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuking thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. There it is. The covenant of my peace won't be removed. When we stay in the joining, man, the whole dimension of the covenant of his peace opens up. But peace does not just give you, it's not just tranquility. Your faith is being added to that. You should understand that when you have been joined and you know, you discern the fact that you're joined together with him, you know now that the covenant of his peace is flowing in your direction. God's prosperity, wholeness, tranquility, rest, all of that. Rest from havoc, rage, war. All of that is flowing on your behalf. Yesterday, my wife took off her, she had a dentist appointment. And I was in this word. She had a dentist appointment and they told her, they said, please, ma'am, can you take off your diamond earrings? And at first she said, oh, no, you're going to have to find another way. I'm not taking these off. And I know they mean a lot to her. And she said, they said, man, please, we have to take a photo. You got to have to take them off. So she said, OK, I'll take them off. So she handed them to me and I put them in my pocket. All right. And I had the earrings in my pocket. I started doing laundry today and I'm not the type of person that unloads everything that's in my pockets all the time. And so I started doing some laundry and the pants that I wore went in the laundry. I lost the earrings. She's hearing this now. I get a call from Elisha because her and her mom are on a date. And I get a call from Elisha. She says, Daddy, Mommy remembered you started doing laundry. And she said you had her earrings. I said, oh my gosh. I got up, but this franticness couldn't stay, started, but it left instantly. I just got out of this study. So it left me right away. And this peace came over me. And I said, Father, please just let these earrings be here. And they're not that big. They could have easily got down the drain in the wash. I looked in the wash after three loads went through, three. The first load was where the pants were. The second load went in, then the third load went in. I looked in the wash, and one earring was there. I felt the Lord nudge me and said, look on the floor. I looked right on the floor and picked up the second one just as fast.
God. Amen, Lord.
The backs were intact. Everything was straight.
Bless God.
And I just said, Lord, I thank
Amen,
you.
Amen, God. Amen, Lord.
I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you. I felt the covenant of his peace. I knew I was adjoined to him, so I knew he had to show up and make sure everything was all right. I felt it.
Bless.
At first, I said, oh, my gosh. But then all of that chaos, whatever wanted to come, left out. Just came up of studying my notes for tonight. And boy, I tell you, it was right there. Right there. The covenant of his peace will not be removed. It won't be removed. And I'm telling you right now, you're gonna transition into this anointing. And we are gonna, God said, we're gonna minister through the joining, through the place of being joined. When you lay hands and know that you're joined, you know that Jesus' hand is on your hand.
Bless God.
You know that the Father's right there to minister healing to someone or deliverance. When you minister through peace, there's a straight up and down like 6 o'clock anointing that is precise and accurate. When you know when someone says they have 6 months to live or they're sitting in hospice, but you're moving through his peace, you bring peace to them and you bring prosperity to whatever area they need it in. The covenant of his peace will not be removed. But the thing of it is, guys, we have to understand The peace, the covenant of peace is two. It's the alliance that's been made. And Jesus did it and did it perfectly. He propitiated the Father and he propitiated us through his blood, through the shedding of his blood. And underneath that, it signifies the fact that we've been joined. I taught on the surface level of this, didn't go this deep. It was the surface level of it. But boy, is this going to point to you and explode in your spirit. And watch this. It keeps us intact with authentic faith, because authentic faith is the joining. It is the process of propitiation staying intact. It is his temperament. And so that connects us perfectly. And what also, and we'll climb the ladder just one more time with that. Also, when entering into the temperament of Jesus, we've essentially truly entered into the temperament of the Father, because that's what Jesus functioned from. I and my Father are one. So basically what we're coming into is perfect agreement with God through the propitiating power of the blood of Jesus that comes by the Rhema word. That's what's happening. Two, how, man, oh man, the Bible says, if two come together agreeing and touching on anything, it shall be done. Can you imagine the level of agreement that you're walking in when you're agreeing in the agreement with the Father because of what Jesus' sacrifice did? What a blessing. I don't have to try to act good and holy. I climb in my Rhema word and I let it position me in my position on top of the ark.
Amen.
As a part of one of the other cherubs. My wings touch his wings. We're in agreement. The two that are propitiated are on top.
Amen, God.
And mercy is flowing from that position. So you see, the covenant of God's peace will never be removed. The Father is forever propitiated, forever, and in position to pour his peace all over our lives. Again, the note says we unfortunately remove ourselves from this covenant. We don't stay joined sometimes. We move our wings from off of his. And every time we neglect omega fellowship through temperament and propitiation of Christ, which is our faith, our side of the covenant of peace is broken. And we need to stay joined. We need to stay joined. Don't negate omega fellowship anymore. Don't negate it. It will manifest what you're looking for because you're joined to him. You're going to see so much in this series on how much the Father has to do with all this.
That's good.
I read a scripture and it just blew my mind. It was something real simple. And I was reading the story about the woman at the well. The Lord had led me there, and he led me there for just this one reason. And I'm reading it, and all of a sudden I'm reading, and the Jesus tells the woman, he says, "Hey, woman, listen, the hour is coming, and now is, that they that worship the Father will worship him in spirit and truth." And then I read this part, "For the Father seeketh such to worship him." I said, oh my gosh, you've been looking for this. You have been looking for us. The word spirit means disposition or mindset, temperament. They that worship the Father will worship from the temperament, his temperament,
amen,
which is truth. That's what it means, which is truth. You don't have to find the truth. His temperament is truth. That's how that should read. So the Father, but what intrigued me was the Father's been seeking for such that would worship him like this.
Mm-hmm.
The Father has been looking for you. The Father wants you joined next to him. What an honor to be next to the Father, in agreement with the Father, because the blood of his Son giving you a position to be able to touch the Father. Father's been looking for you. He's been looking for me too. He wants us in position. He wants us on top of the ark, and he wants our wings overlaying his. He wants us to touch, to feel, and to agree. So why? So he can pour out this covenant of peace. that will never be removed. So no matter how you cut up and what you do, the Father's saying, hey, listen, my arms are out. My wings are stretched and I'm stretching toward you. I'm not moving from my place of covenant. I don't care what you do. Come back to me. Get in the temperament of my son, which is my temperament. Let your wings stretch and let them touch mine. And come on and let me pour out tranquility over your life. Let me pour out the prosperity that you need. Let me be who I am to you. You just come and join yourself. You know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. My rhema word is the way. It is the truth, and it will show you the life. It'll show you the covenant of God's peace. And that's how we start this series off, guys. The importance of staying joined. You kind of have the origin reason of why peace would come. And it's only coming because you are joined not just to Alpha, but you have joined to Alpha and Omega. Don't lose your footing. Come on back to me. Some of you might have been lackadaisical for the last couple of weeks, the last couple of days or so. You might have been kind of lethargic. Yes, sometimes we all get there. Trust you, me. We all do. But now the Father is simply saying, come on. Come back to my peace. Come back to where you belong. Come on, come on, come on. Get up, let's go. Join yourself again and let me pour out my peace. Let me pour it out. And so that's how we start, as I said. We start with understanding the joining, the depth of covenant and what it really means. We start here and we're going to build and we're going to look at those components that come as a result of our joining. And God, like I said, is keeping the conversation right intact, picking up where we left off, but moving into the fruit of his peace. If you really want the peace, not the peace of the world. Yeah, the world has a pseudo peace. You can have some money in the bank. You could have this on point and this on point, and you have a pseudo peace. But then you're living like hell and you're walking crazily, but yet you're still not worried about nothing because you're secure in this way or secure in that way. Yeah, that peace feels pretty good sometimes. There's no question. But Jesus said, I'm not giving you peace as the world gives it. I'm giving it to you the way I got it, by joining. And this covenant will never be removed. You can go broke tomorrow and this covenant will remain. And you'll stay in the national state of tranquility. You won't move.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't move. Bless and you'll be positioned for kingdom prosperity at all times. So Satan, the Lord, rebukes you tonight. On every level, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. You will not remove us from the place of covenant. You will not uproot us. We won't listen to your slander, your muttered whispers. The Lord rebukes you, Satan, tonight. We will remain in our position. We will hold our end of covenant by staying joined. Hallelujah. By being influenced by grace to move on to faith. We won't move from the influence of his grace that sustains us in the perfect position of faith. Faith now affording us this wonderful covenant of peace because we've been joined by the blood that you shed, Jesus, by the blood that you spilled to propitiate our minds, and how you have forever appeased and satisfied the Father on our behalf for our mistakes, for our sins. You made good for us with him.
Yes.
Giving us a pathway back to where he is. You've given us total access to where he is. And Lord, we thank you for your blood tonight. We thank you for forever placating the Father, taking away his wrath.
Thank you,
taking away all of his anger. Your blood sacrifice carried so much weight. The menial things in which we do mean nothing. They mean nothing We're blessed. We're blessed to know you. We're blessed to be under your blood. We're blessed to have hearing ears. And oh, we are so blessed that eyes are beginning to see. We give you praise. We give you praise, Master.
Thank you.
We thank you so much for this expiating force that's even on this line right now. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jay says, this is really good. Kurt says, amen. And Allison says, amen, three times over. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hold fast. Hold fast. Your blessing that's right there with you. Hold your line. Hold your line. Don't let the enemy uproot you from your position. Let him know I am the second cherub here. I too have been propitiated by the blood of Jesus, adjoining me to my Father. And who are you, Satan, but a liar and a thief? Stealing my covenant rights. Let the awareness of God's covenant of peace be upon you. Let it stay on you. Let it stay there. Know this, that God is not ever going to be angry with you. Don't you let the devil slip in and act like he is God, pouring out his pseudo wrath and all of this condemnation and things that because of the mistakes you might have made. Don't you sit there in that. Ascend back to your position on the ark. Spread your wings towards your Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm done. I'm done right there. God bless you guys. Amen. There. If you have a seed you'd like to sow or you want to give,